Hello and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I don't know who she is. you know that girl over there. She's someone. I've been around for 33. I don't know who she is.
The one I randomly voted for last week.
Yeah, I wrote her name down, but is that who I wrote down? I don't know.
I mean, I was just sticking to my own plan.
My own plan. Stick to the plan, and to be fair to Keith. I understand nobody wants to be forgotten after 33 days, but you're tired. I forget people's names all the time. Sometimes I'm looking at people going,
But if I was going to be Tasha and trying to like throw a zinger, it's like, well, you remembered it when you wrote it down.
Boom. That's what I thought she was. I thought that's what she was going to say, but she came across snotty and
she did a little.
Well,
bit.
You know, we have this and we have that and we have this, but
I think she was just pissed.
Well, she's got to keep control of her. She
did a better job than if it was like Abby that.
You're dead to me.
Sorry, Keith. You're dead to me.
Actually, maybe Abby thought she was talking about her. That's why Abby wrote down Keith's name.
that's a good point. that's actually probably a realistic possibility. We may never know.
He was talking about me, and so I'm mad.
Actually, we'll find out tomorrow during Abby's exit interviews why she threw that vote at Keith.
Because she didn't want to win the game. I don't.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Make her best case as a
goat. I'm glad they show you afterwards who votes.
Yeah,
for
me
who.
Too.
I usually don't care, but I go, all right, who voted for Keith?
Oh, yeah. I always care. No, it is hard to remember names. I sometimes call Zoe Zachary.
Well, that's every parent though. Just.
But they're not even the same species, Jay.
But you did two Z's. That's the problem.
When I say Aunt Heather, Aunt Kayla, I say Aunt Tammy. I go, I don't know why I do that, but I throw my sister's names in there instead of, I go, you know who I mean. You're the aunt that Zachary. I don't know who, people are saying, oh, what an idiot. He's stupid. He's a Southern.
Tired.
He's old. He's tired. He hasn't eaten a lot. I do it all the time. I forget my own name.
Yeah.
Speaking of names and names we should not forget, it's the names of all 113 patrons, which you can check over at jayandjack.com. Without your guys' support, this show wouldn't be possible. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can do that over at patreon.com/jayandjack. That's patreon.com/jayandjack. I think last I checked, we were at $760.50. Well, on our way to our $1,000 goal, which we'll do a live Married Man show. We've got a little bit of heavy lifting to do to get to that $2,000 a month goal, in which we will release Jack's Survivor audition tape.
I'm enjoying this pace. Because by now, it'd be like 10 years from now.
All I got to say is stick to the plan. If we stick to the plan, we can unleash.
I remember when I drove that machine. It's got wheels, steering wheel. I used to know what it was called. I don't remember what it was called. It makes ice. It lays water.
But again, you can become a patron today over at patreon.com/jayandjack, patreon.com/jayandjack. All right, guys. Well, I think it's time to dive into this Survivor recap, excellently written by none other than Colleen Helen Glatfelter.
I don't know how excellent this one was this week, but...
Let's dive in, but let's hold on to the buoys.
No, wait, hold on. Are we going to be doing... I just got that.
Is that too soon? Sorry.
No, she was fine. It happened like 4 months ago. Before we start, do we have a plan if the baby starts crying for a third time?
I think Fishbeck should be all right by now.
For some reason, slept. Zach has woken up twice in the 2 hours that he's been asleep, and it's only 9:30. So I look forward to the rest of the night.
Does he watch Survivor? maybe saw Fishbeck's shirt.
I think that.
Actually, I like shirts like that, so I really can't criticize Fishbeck.
Look, I just want to know whose we is going to reign supreme.
We. I don't know. That was interesting. Going on at tribal.
There. Oh my God. So many.
Well, was there anybody thinking that because Jeff likes to throw in some subverse naughty humor that he was just kind of going for the wee wee aspect of this?
I think he was going for the wee wee joke.
Because that's what, when Jeremy said, well, which Wii are you talking about, Jeff? That's what I thought he was actually.
I just almost choked on a sip of water. That was bad.
I wasn't thinking he was talking about like a different alliance. It's just like, it's like, Jeff, which Wii are you talking about here?
All right, we got to get started. We got to get started.
Wee wee.
Wee wee, you, monsieur.
Anyway.
It's monsieur.
Monsieur?
So we start Cambodia episode 12. Villains.
I'm sorry, that is not my dog.
Villains have more fun. So Abby goats about, typo and it stays, Abby goats about Joe going home.
You notice when we were tested, I read it as goats.
It is goats. It actually, it
says, I know, it says goats, but I figured it was gloats.
It was. I just was diving too fast. So Abby gloats about Joe going home.
I didn't want to be one of those people.
I know. That's why I said Abby goats, typo, but it stays.
I didn't want to be one of those people. Oh, there's a misspelled word here.
You mean like me?
Yeah.
You know you're grammar Nazis.
I was talking to Shandy, who guest starred on this a couple of weeks ago now at this point, like 5 or 6 episodes back, earlier today on Facebook. And we were looking at a website, and she came back and just says the word there, like T-H-E-Y-R-E. And I was like, huh? And she goes, I was talking to the people that wrote the website, so I thought that was funny. Anyway, all right, this has to keep going.
I try not to, because I'm pretty bad at it too, so, but it's pretty bad when, like, not talking about yours, but when I see something, I go, well, that was poorly written.
Right, actually,
when I know it's poorly written, I go, that's pretty bad.
Actually, Shut Up Tim was the one that sent us the link, so he was the one that didn't notice the grammatically incorrect website, throwing you under the bus. Anyways,
up, I never spelled anything wrong at the beach.
So Abby gloats about Joe going home. Keith is a little shocked at being left out of the loop. I have no idea why. That might be the first time. And then he says,
well,
they
this is,
sent
did
Joe...
anybody else feel, and I said this like right when it happened, but when they did the previously
you
on,
did.
They said, and Keith was left out of the vote, or, you know, out of the loop. And I was like, huh, they didn't really make that big a deal about it in last week's episode, so it must mean something this week that they're bringing
up. I thought the same thing. And was it Kimmy that was going through saying, okay, who? Let's tally the votes.
I know.
You voted for Joe. So who voted for Tasha? Oh, that was you, Keith. Well, I thought that was the plan.
I mean, I thought I was sticking to the plan.
I thought that was the plan, plus I that's the only name I could remember at the time.
But you guys totally left out the best part of this, which was Keith saying they sent Joe to the house.
Joe to the house.
That's
a term. I've heard that term before, though.
There needs to be a T-shirt now for Survivor.
Is it like outhouse or something? Send Joe to the outhouse.
It's a term, but I can't. I'm not off the top. I could have probably Googled a term going, like betting the house or going to the house. There's mm-hmm. something
taking it to the house.
Or taking it to the house. There's something.
Are you sure they're not talking about like going to the farm?
Could have been. I don't
That's
know.
That's sending out the pasture.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It maybe because we're both old.
You know, they sent Joe out to pasture last week.
I didn't see the Ponderosa video. Did Joe get to wash his hair?
Oh, Joe's Ponderosa video is awesome. I highly recommend it. If you don't usually watch them, you should. He got to. He brought a GoPro, like his own GoPro, and film footage, and they used his footage in the Ponderosa video.
Really?
It's super cool. I love when
God,
you know, he's
Are you serious?
Oogling at Sierra's bottom. It's great. No, honestly, it's really great. You see Steven, like, working out on a row machine. I was like, yeah, you go, woo! And Savage
I wish
is naked.
GoPro
There's actually a Savage putting a towel on shot. Don't ask me why I remember all of these specific things.
Yeah, it's very specific.
each year Survivor does things for charity? The
auction stuff?
They auction stuff off for
pediatric
AIDS, which is a great cause. Can they auction Savage's hat?
No, I think it's. I don't think it's pediatric AIDS. It's pediatric AIDS research, right, or something.
Research, yeah. So
wait, what?
I'm trying to make a joke about this, but it's a serious thing. But no, is Savage wearing that hat so they can auction it off?
Probably.
But the thing is, would anybody buy that?
But I'm almost willing to pay for it just so you'll stop wearing it.
Can I buy that off your head?
If you listen to the show, Savage, I'm not trying to be mean, but it just...
Yes, it's the Elizabeth Glasser Pediatric AIDS Foundation.
Paul Mac, her husband was Starsky on Starsky and Hutch.
We got to talk about this episode. We have gone off the rails. Are we like 15 minutes in?
We're only 10 minutes, actually.
Okay,
we're not
great.
Doing too fast.
Doing it's really okay. Good for us.
I wish I could say PD. I can't, still can't say
don't
it.
Don't
pediatric.
Worry about it.
It's not.
Pediatric.
Can you say geriatric?
Old person. Old person.
Hey, old guy.
At least you were
old
like,
guy.
At least you was like, you know, they auction things up for kids' AIDS. Because then I would have been like a roommate? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, it's a great cause, and I'm trying to say something, but every time I see his hat, I go, there's something got to be with that hat.
All right. Let's move on.
You know, in fact, if I was one of the final three and he came up with a hat, I say, until you take off that hat, I don't want you voting for me.
This is like Keith trying to explain why he picked Spencer.
Let's move on to the next. Jack, have you eaten today? Do you know my name?
I don't know what's going on here, but take off that damn hat.
Anyway.
Like a fool.
So Keith wants to talk to Tasha about the vote. After Kimmy makes things really awkward. And then Tasha wants to keep an eye out on Keith. So, all in all, this is one of the better post-tribal sequences, I guess.
I mean, what I like about this season is just any time there's, like, alone time, like, they are talking about strategy and talking about the game. Like, there's nonstop gameplay.
But what else, you know, we saw the clip last year from Dan when he said that he was, you know, the whole mama joke and stuff like that. What else have they got to do?
I get it, but we've seen seasons where there just isn't any strategy, so it's great to see.
Oh, it's
you know
it's
what I'm saying? Like, what was it only a couple seasons ago? And what's her name? One, like, yeah, it was just like, God, these people are horrible players.
Well, you have returning players, and they want to win, so
yeah.
They're taking it serious, which I'm glad they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyways, can I continue? We go to day 33, and. Jeremy, Kelly, and Keith are all amazed that the that three Hunapu originals are left in the final seven, and that would of course be a reference to their original tribe in San Juan del Sur. Jeremy and Spencer take their little coffee cups down to the beach and go for another.
We talked about this last week, right? Is there a Starbucks nearby?
They got their little, you know.
They like our little hotel coffee cups.
It's cute, you know.
It
it's
is
nice.
Cute. They remind us of the ones we used to have from Target.
Is there anything in the cups? Are they just doing it for show?
That's a good point, actually. Does it make
that's
them
their
feel
way to
better?
Like hold on to what
it's
home
like any,
was like?
It's like any show you see when they're talking with a cop. You know, it's supposed to be a Starbucks cup. They said it's like you can tell it's empty when they set it down.
That's a very good point because honestly, I totally assumed that there was coffee in there.
They both need like
water.
Slippers.
Of course, there's not coffee on
slippers.
The island.
They both need slippers and a bathrobe at this point.
Oh, that would be so awesome. If they all make it to day 39, I want slippers, bathrobe, I want cigars, and I want coffee cup filled with coffee and Kahlua.
In fact, when I saw the
so
scene, I go, wait, is this, am I on last week's episode? This is the same thing that it's a repeat.
They needed new footage.
Well, Jeremy has buyer's remorse.
Yes, he does. So they, Jeremy and Spencer have some buyer's remorse over taking out Joe. They need to make sure that Kimmy and Tasha are with them, and they are stressing. Spencer doesn't want to play from the bottom again. He says it's exhausting, demoralizing, and he feels his game slipping away, which is kind of funny because, honestly, since that episode before the merge, I really don't think that we've seen Spencer playing at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, he had some close calls before the merge, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, without Cass, he would be gone. But since then he's been pretty safe.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah. Spencer just really knows how to give good confessional. And I wasn't even reading that grammatically incorrect. That was just me. So we head over to the reward challenge, and they are playing to spend time in a temple, where they first walked through when they were on their way to the
beach. That's pretty cool.
First got there. Yeah, it was. We'll talk about that. I thought this was super cool. So Keith won this challenge the first time he played in San Juan del Sur. Jeremy and Keith go neck and neck at first, and then Keith pulls ahead and wins. And Jeff declares that he's the only person to ever win this challenge twice.
Can I file a complaint?
Sure.
Yeah. Jeremy's a firefighter, right? I know Keith is a firefighter.
Yes, they're both.
Shouldn't a firefighter, because they deal with hoses and they have to have enough hose to fight the fire. Shouldn't Jeremy have known how much rope and not to have his rope all tangled up?
Maybe the wrong we prevailed.
I'm just saying it. Just I go. That's a firefighter. I could see Abby, who's all tangled up in the rope, and you know.
Maybe Jeremy drives the fire truck instead. Maybe
that he's not on hose duty.
If my house is on fire, Jeremy, just stay home.
He's a fantastic firefighter.
I'm sure he's very great.
Oh, my house burns down because Jeremy's got the hose all tangled up. And nobody can throw.
Except for Keith.
Can I just say, I get mocked for having, you know, a weird throw.
At least your throw wasn't as bad as Tasha's.
Tasha's was way worse than my throw. Okay. Can I just say it?
But she was tired in her defense.
I don't want to be sexist here, but, you know.
Well, I mean, just say a weird hitch in your throw. Because there's women that can throw, too.
Jeremy had a bad throw.
We settled this on the Married Men show that you're no longer, like the Super Bowl told you, you're no longer supposed to say what you want to say, Jack.
No, I don't think we ever decided that. I asked, and people said, but I didn't have to take their advice.
Listen, do you want to be Dan Foley? Do you want to be the Dan Foley of this podcast?
Yeah, do you want to be Dan Foley of this podcast? Dan Foley.
I just think there's some things you should still
be allowed to say. Did she deserve to not win reward because...
I said Spencer, they all threw terrible.
Was her throw just as bad as being adopted, Jack?
It was. You know, I have a bad throw because I was adopted.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right.
Let's get back on. Stay on target.
Keith picks Wentworth, which I kind of saw that one coming.
Wentworth picked him.
Wentworth picked him. He got to see Big D.
You never want to win this.
I think it's great that last episode we had Big D, and this episode we had a whole lot of wee talk.
Yeah. Big D wee.
So then he picks Spencer. Jeff goes, "Why Spencer?" And Keith goes, "No real logic." And we all go, "Duh."
And then he's just a stater right there. Like, I get he's tired, but...
But he feels bad that Spencer didn't get to see his girlfriend because he's young and in a new relationship. But then he was like,
"I thought he was calling Spencer." At first, I thought he said Spencer was a girl. He goes, "You know, you got young girl here," and then he said Spencer. You know, that Spencer's girl. I went, "Oh, okay." I thought he was calling Spencer as like a girl or his daughter. I thought he was like going with my daughter. He had me so confused. But, you know, as you've heard this podcast, I have no reason to criticize anybody. But even though I've had major shoulder surgery, I can still throw.
Good point. And then
I can throw left-handed, too. So
Keith gets a little meta and says, "Ah, this is just Keith Nail rattling at the mouth. Rattling on at the mouth." I love Keith.
I
hope he makes it to the final three because can you imagine Keith answering jury questions?
How could you not like this guy?
He's so great.
He's honest. He's likable.
I think even Abby kind of likes him in some way. I mean, you know, she told him that he'd never find her in Brazil, but... Anyway, Jeff points out that Tasha looks frustrated, and she says that she's just going to take advantage of the opportunity to get to work at camp. And this was, you know...
She missed an opportunity to say... She forgot my name, but he sure remembered my name when he had to write it down to try and vote me out.
Yeah, bitch,
I thought that's
what
she was going to say, and she blew it.
Yeah. I know. That would have been great. She was tired.
I just watched the Seinfeld episode, The Fish Store Called.
Oh, yeah. The Jerk Store Called.
You know, he's so frustrated when he doesn't get it. So do you think Tasha went back to camp and went, "Oh, I blew it"? Because it would have been a perfect zinger.
It would have been perfect. But one of the best of all time.
We all felt it.
We were.
Right? We're all thinking. I go, "Oh, Tasha, why are you coming across so angry?" All she had to say, and it would have been funny, and you know, everyone would have got a good laugh, and she could have been, you know, been a jerk about it without really being a jerk.
Yeah.
Right. I think she was just edgy, and you know, when you're hungry, you get a little tense. I mean, look at Exhibit Abby for the last 35 days.
I've seen the commercials.
Yes.
You're cranky when you're hungry.
Yes. So we go back to camp. The girls want to get out Keith. Abby says that she likes seeing everyone scramble and goes, "I'm a villain. Villains have more fun." At least she recognizes her role.
Yeah.
And she, you know, gave herself a little plug to get back on for Heroes versus Villains 2, whenever that one happens. Which, let's face it, I bet you that it will be a vote. The next fan vote will be for Heroes versus Villains 2.
This is around when she's talking about how she's building up her resume. What resume is she
That's
building?
That's right. She did talk about that. Her resume, like, you know, where she, whoever is dead to her gets voted out next.
Like, again, I get the fans voted, but I have no desire to see her name because she's not going to win.
She's great TV. But that's the thing is you want to have people on there. The problem with that I've seen some people complain about with recent seasons of Survivor is, although the strategy people, you know, they're great, but you need the characters too to actually make the TV more entertaining. So you need people like Keith on there, just like you needed somebody like Rupert back, you know, the first or the second time, maybe not, you know, beyond that, but like you needed those people, you need those characters on the show in order to make it an entertaining TV show.
I agree, but that was Dan's that would go back to Dan. That was his problem. He wanted to be that guy.
Well,
it is better if the quote unquote character is aloof to them being the character.
Right.
Right.
And I think that, I mean, Abby showed a little bit of self-awareness when she said that she's a villain tonight. But I also think that she is aloof to just how much of the character she
is.
But
I say that works out better. But we're in Dan's case where he's obviously just playing to be that.
Yeah.
Like it's doesn't
work. He wanted to be one of the cool kids.
Well, they knew it. And they if he had a good edit. We didn't see it.
That was his good edit, guys.
But I like how I did like how Kimmy was when she talked to Jeremy. No, we need to vote Keith out. She was just very matter of fact with Keith. And then Tasha said, you know, he's got to. So maybe Jeremy is running the show. Remember, we kind of said I kind of said a couple weeks ago he's just kind of floating around and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I think Tasha
pointed out he's got to give me a win.
Yes, and I think that because they trust Jeremy, that he's kind of in that Kim Spradlin like role where you've got these people who really should be weary of you, and they're not. Not all of them
are as weary as
they should, but they're not though. You have Sierra's
They aren't as weary as they should, but not, if you look at what they're saying, their final threes are nobody
not
wants
as
Jeremy
stupid
in the final
as Alicia,
three.
Alicia and Kat and Christina Cha and Chelsea. Like they're not as dumb as you know those women were, and I'm not saying they're dumb because they were women. They just happened to be a women final five.
I'm glad it was said by you.
No, I can say that, but no, I'm just saying it happened to be a women final five. So that's why I say that. Please don't get mad. And if Shandy, if you're listening to this, don't hate tweet me or hate Facebook me. I'm just kidding. I love you, girl. No, but seriously, she kind of got away with. Because she was likable and she had her people that she was connecting with and that trusted her. And I'm not saying Jeremy is not like Kim Spradlin at all, other than the fact that he has people in like Tasha and I guess Kimmy, although Kimmy seems to be flip-flopping, but like people that really want to go with him or just want to be friends with him. Does that make sense? I kind of lost my point here.
I think you're saying that nobody's...
That he's able to be in charge without people hating
exactly.
that he's in charge. That's
exactly.
my point. Sorry,
I even think they know that he's in charge, but it's not like
Coach, remember when South Pacific where Sophie and Albert, or mainly let's give Sophie the credit here,
Coach made it to the final three and he didn't win.
Right, because somebody else was able to make a better case for it to make
Did he
decisions.
Even make it like that one? I hated that season because I was like, Coach was more of the, like Sophie, I didn't see,
I
think was a good winner at all.
I kind of barely remember some of that, to be honest.
Like both Albert and Sophie didn't do anything. And Coach is a, you know, an aloof weirdo, but at least it seemed like he was making some of the more relationship
moves.
Yeah,
he kept Brendan Hans from like, you know, threatening to kill people what happened in Karen.
But he got Cochran to flip.
He did get
caught. Yeah, he did.
And that's what made their thing win.
Right.
Right.
I get what you're saying in that Jeremy he doesn't have this huge talking back where every single week it's like, we got to get rid of Jeremy. We got to get rid of Jeremy because he's going to kill us if we don't.
But he doesn't have blood on his hands the way that in the end, that bitter jury, because it was a total paganging of the other alliance, that they all were bitter towards Coach.
Well, because he's doing it under the tape. He's doing it under, you know, he's flying under the radar.
Yeah. He let Steven take the credit for things.
But again, that was his strategy. He wanted
meat shields.
Meat shields in front of him.
And that was great strategy because I said a couple weeks ago that he made a mistake when they got rid of Wigglesworth and he was worried about All-Girl Alliance. I didn't realize they have Tasha pretty tight.
They do.
To be honest with you, Tasha should have flipped, and they should
have. Spencer should
have
flipped.
They should have gone all girl alliance at this
point.
Well,
and we'll talk about the Spencer flipping thing because I have a theory about that. So remind me.
We'll get to it when we get there. Yeah.
Anyway, so Tasha and Kimmy reassure Jeremy that the all girls alliance isn't going to happen. And then Tasha says, gets a little Tasha-tude, and I loved it to death. I loved it. Said that people need to get on board or they're going to miss out on this ship, or they're going to miss because this ship is sailing. So she says, ship Fox is sailing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Either way, if the ship was her swimming, I don't know if I'd want to be on that ship.
The SSS, the Titanic, or the Minnow.
SSS Fox going down. Oh, that's terrible.
Which is harsh. Like that was not a fun situation.
No.
She had fear. Well, we'll talk.
She looked scared. So
I said it right. I was like, she's drowning. Like, they need to get her out of there.
Yeah, you said that right away.
I was like I, yeah, I know, like I know drowning cooked. Face. Like, that's, you know, when you grow up in the ocean.
I watched enough episodes of Baywatch to know when someone is in trouble. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just if you go to the beach and stuff, you should know the signals if somebody, you know,
I usually, when someone's going under the water, I go, hell, okay, they're having trouble.
So you can see
I'm pretty clever.
We'll talk about this then. So we get to the reward challenge. Actual reward.
The reward, yeah. There you go.
Keith, Spencer, and Wentworth explore the Cambodian temples. Keith says that this looks like Raiders of the Lost Ark or something, and Spencer says Indiana Jones is probably here, which highlighted pretty much the thing that I think people really like, their appeal. Keith has that comment like, this looks like Raiders of the Lost Ark or something, and then Spencer follows up with the nerdiest comment you could have, and that's including somebody that recited Shakespeare on this season.
That's not the nerdiest comment. He said
Indiana
Raiders of the Lost
Jones
Ark.
Is like, probably here.
Because he said Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's
I know.
A conclusion of the statement.
But Indiana Jones isn't a geek.
Yeah, that's Indiana Jones.
He's
is,
an archaeologist.
Hold on. Indiana Jones is a crossover geekdom, right? It's not
dude,
space and stuff like
if
that.
If somebody
so
told me that I could go be Indiana
like
Jones for a week,
geeks.
I would do it too.
Absolutely, but I'm saying it's a crossover. Geeks
What's my
get
favorite
it,
movie,
jocks
Jay?
Get it.
Because everybody wants to be Indiana Jones.
The Last Crusade.
Thank you. My favorite movie ever is The Last Crusade. But that's, so I had mad love for all of this. And my second favorite movie is?
Casablanca.
Well, it's tied with?
White Christmas.
No.
Oh, no, sorry. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Thank you. Best movie ever. Second best movie ever. But anyway, so... Spencer talks about how things have changed. We get another growth monologue from Spencer, which further cements my conviction that he's going to the final three and it doesn't matter with who. And yay, Spencer, go you. Because how many damn growth monologues can we get without it being like, he's going far? We get it, Spencer. We get it. So the threesome, they get Cambodian monks that pray with them. Oh, I guess that was poor choice of words because I'm talking about praying.
I don't want to watch that one. Nothing personal with
that. So they have Cambodian monks pray with them. Keith looks emotional and confused all at the same time. Did you guys notice
like,
that?
I know this is important, but...
Are they throwing this water on me because I need a bath? I don't know.
Like, he looked like he was going to cry. I thought that he was thinking of his, like, family at home. But he also looked so confused, and I just was confused.
It's like he didn't know what he was supposed to be doing.
Right. I think that that's more like it. Because, you know, if you're used to one culture, it's hard to – it's, you know, it can be confusing to know what to do.
It's like maybe like a Catholic never going to a Catholic mass before and kind of looking to the side like, oh, I'm supposed to kneel now?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's like me. I got to kneel again? Come on.
Right. And with your spirit, like after everybody's already stopped saying it,
yeah.
Where you just go, spirit.
God be with you and also with you and with you and you and you.
So they get to watch like a traditional Cambodian dance, and Keith wonders what they call them girls.
I would have said the Rockettes.
what do you call that dance?
That's
over
what
there?
I thought they were, the Rockettes.
The Cambodian Rockettes?
Yeah, there you go. Because no one said anything. They kind of looked at him like, you call them the Tashas.
So Spencer cuts another final three deal, but this time with Wentworth and Keith, and he says that it's really too early to commit to a final three, but he would love to be sitting there with Keith or with Abby or both of them. So the three of them decide to take Abby with them because they want somebody who's rational and makes good decisions. And obviously, Abby is not all of those things.
Yeah. Spencer made a good, you know, in any case, like if you're entrusting yourself in Abby, it's just not a smart move.
No, eventually you have to cut because you don't, she's so unpredictable. And as we saw in the vote, you don't know where she's going to go.
I know. But on it, yeah, case point. But I don't know. Personally, I think that Abby would be great fun as a final three person in the final tribal council. But we go back to camp, and Tasha wants to talk to Jeremy alone, and she asks Abby for alone time. And I was really upset that they didn't hashtag this Jeremy time.
But she did it right. But she said it right in front of Abby.
I know.
Yeah, that wasn't a. I mean, I get that.
That was a stupid move.
Yeah, I agree.
It was because Abby, you know, is not sane and rational, as pointed out.
I'll be honest with you. If I'm standing there and someone says, "Hey, do you mind if Jeremy and I talk?" Well, why? Why do I have to? I'd have the same thing. I'd go, okay, sure.
Yeah.
But my first thought was, okay, they want to vote me out.
Yeah.
But you know, Abby doesn't think that way, so who knows what she's thinking? But that'd have been I would have said, okay, I might be in trouble here. Right. I need to go find.
You don't want to talk to me? You're dead to me.
You are dead to me.
But, I mean, she did make a good point. It's like, now's the time to start talking about Final Four, so why wouldn't you want to talk to me? So she said it right then and there.
She did say it, and she goes, and they go, well, Tasha goes, well, I guess it's not that important right now. If you wanted to talk, get up and go talk.
Yeah, get up and talk. Maybe she was too tired, as we saw. Not even kidding about that. Like, maybe she just didn't have the energy.
She didn't want to go near the water or something. I don't know.
So then Jeremy has, and I really thought that you guys can guess. I'm going to say the quote that Jeremy said, and then you guys can tell me what I thought out of this should have been the episode title. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is Abby a Scorpio? Scorpios are crazy. I got two of them in my house. That's why I drink. I personally think should have been the episode title?
That's why I drink.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
I said, okay.
I thought that was so funny. And he tweeted tonight that he was like in the doghouse. He's like, no, I mean, Scorpios are great. His 10-month pregnant wife is probably a Scorpio and probably really appreciated hearing that tonight.
Is she still pregnant?
Yeah, she's due. I don't know exactly when she's due, but I saw a tweet that she's due in December. So, if she doesn't have the baby like now or like due at the very end of the month, it's possible. I think that Jeremy might have to Skype in, right?
Well it depends if he's final three. Then I think you'd have. Well, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you?
Finals next week, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the thing that happens for the first time ever in Survivor history.
And get Fishbeck going. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm doing exactly what Fishbeck did.
Oh, leave Steven alone.
Leave Steven alone.
Leave Steven alone. Anyway, so Tasha, who I think Abby Maria might be why she drinks, says that she has come too far to let Abby Maria Gomez ruin her game. And they know that voting out Abby will be a hard sell to Spencer. So we get to the immunity challenge. And this time it's another second chance, guys, but it's the second chance for the puzzle. Because they have literally run out of second chance.
The puzzle had hurt feelings, guys.
What's funny, I'm watching this and my daughter and wife are talking. I go, what did he just say? I couldn't hear it. Okay, never mind. second chance. I thought it was something important because he goes, said something about the puzzle. I go, he said something about the puzzle.
You know, at first I thought that he was talking about it was Keith's second chance, but then I was like, but he just said that Keith won, so I don't get this.
Yeah. So when I go, the puzzle's second, because I remember when they picked it and nobody picked this puzzle.
Oh, poor puzzle.
Yeah.
They should have auctioned it off for that kids' AIDS thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Anyway, so.
Of course, the puzzle said, those survivors are dead to me.
So there were some moments in this. Kimmy did the backstroke. Spencer hit himself in the face and didn't drown. Oh my God. That was just like
Spencer falls down hard. Ooh,
are you
when
okay?
Spencer dropped the puzzle piece on his knee. Remember in the episode Varner got voted out on?
Oh, yeah.
When So Spencer.
But that one just, I was like, is his face okay? Because I feel like his face isn't okay.
But you hear Jeff, he goes, Spencer falls down hard. Are you okay?
Sorry, boo.
Well, he loves Spencer. It's a well-known fact. So.
I mean, it was pretty obvious this episode. Tasha,
because he's like, Tasha, I know you're almost died, but can we get to the main point of this is that Spencer won.
Wait, we're going
to
get to that. So
quick,
Spencer.
Get Savage's hat. Spencer's bleeding.
Spencer wins immunity. Tasha, you're not using that buff, right, now that you're drowning? Okay, cool. We're just going to borrow this.
Safety! You know what? He didn't give the signal for safety. That's not the signal for safety.
He actually, Jeff did to his defense. So Tasha started struggling after Spencer won immunity in record time. And he runs for
Seriously, I've never seen somebody play so well in this game before.
It's almost like Joe never existed a week ago.
But you know, who was the one person that started running back towards
Keith?
Keith.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a firefighter. He's trained.
But then he stopped, goes, I don't know who that is.
Like, who's that?
Well, it's funny
he was the first one to turn around because you got Kimmy looking back going, huh? I'm too tired to go back.
Oh, my God. So Kimmy, you just saw her walking in the background. Like, she gave up. And Abby kind of, too. And everybody looked exhausted and... It looked rough, and I felt really bad because, you know, water is with the resistance. It's hard enough. You use a lot of energy in the water anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's like, cool. It's the ocean, too. So that's
You're not eating right. She said, she's comfortable in the pool, but the water's a different beast.
Right.
I mean, ocean's a different beast.
But, yeah, I mean, when you just saw, because you could see there's a shot where Spencer's, you know, doing his puzzle, and Kimmy's in the background, and she's, like, strolling out of the water. But, yeah, so... medical runs in and saves, or I'm sorry, safety runs in, saves Tasha. Jeff sounded, you know, kind of nervous. He was like, oh my God, I can't have another one do this on my watch.
I did notice he hit a little raft, a little motor raft to go out there.
It's like, do you see the suit? I cannot. This is like the only button up.
There's not a dry cleaner. There's a Starbucks
black shirt that I have.
But there's not a dry cleaners within miles here.
He didn't even bother with the umbrella this time. He was like, Jeremy, you got this with your shirt, right?
The two firefighters holding the shirt up there.
Which is actually, I kind of got a little teary-eyed at that moment. So Dr. Joe comes and attends Natasha.
But so did Fishbeck.
F you, Lori. And I guess the new thing is F you, Erica.
I like F you, Lori, better.
I know. It was a better delivery.
Yeah, Lori rolls off the tongue better.
Well, it was just a better delivery. We're talking about The Leftovers for anybody that doesn't know. It's the best line of last season. And that's saying a lot if the first season we think the best line is somebody getting the F word thrown at them.
It was just perfect.
It was great. It was great. So Dr. Joe says that Tasha has lost a lot of energy and she took in a lot of water. And did you notice that Abby comforted Kimmy? They had a close-up on Abby holding Kimmy's hand,
but
saying it was going to be okay.
Even then,
I don't think Abby's a bad person. She's just blunt.
I just noticed it was in very stark contrast to last week where we saw Abby being like, oh, well, if you're dead to everybody, you're still dead to me.
Right.
We go back to the beach. Everybody comforts Tasha. Everybody starts pulling fish back and crying. They tell Jeff that
it was emotional. I got him because I saw her struggling. I was like, God, somebody needs like.
You did.
She's...
So to your credit, you did say that she was struggling.
I was saying, stay on the buoy. Stay on the buoy. And not make a joke, but stay on the buoy and just say, I need some help.
Yeah.
Because I figured they had people, they have people standing there.
But even then, I would say like she was taking on water. Like you see the water going in her mouth. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you need to get her out. Like, I would just take it out.
Well, you know, maybe they need someone back. Someone needs to make that call back there. Because Jeff, why was Jeff saying safety, get in there, when obviously she needed help?
Yeah.
He was too busy watching Spencer win.
Spencer! 15 seconds, buddy. Way to go.
You know that Jeff, no, and I'm just saying this as a joke before I say this, but it's almost like Jeff was like, I can't even look at Tasha until I make sure that Spencer has this immunity like locked up. Oh, wait, what? Somebody's drowning over there? Somebody's been throwing water
What if Tasha was drowning sooner and Jeremy said, I finish it first? Would they have to go to the tape, wouldn't they?
I think that if Tasha was drowning sooner, they would have stopped the challenge and then resumed it.
Yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, that's, like, literally the least... That, first of all, that's the most moral thing to do, and it's probably the least litigious thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Or you're thinking there's one less person. I have a 1 in 5 chance now.
Well, no, I think if they kept going with the challenge while she was drowning, that Tasha would have a pretty good lawsuit and probably get more than $1 million.
Well, I'm just saying, as a competitor, I'm thinking, okay, it was 1 in 6.
Oh yeah, I mean
now it's 1 in 5.
Well, no, if she like had serious problems and had to stop it earlier, and they stopped the challenge to go back to it, I think that I probably would have kept one eye on Tasha and one eye on the challenge. Does that make me a bad person?
I guess. I don't know.
I got to pay for a kid's college one day.
I think that you could see she was in trouble, so they should.
Yeah, no, I know.
Done something.
I know. I'm only half facetious here. So Jeff wants to get back to business and give Spencer his darn necklace.
Did Spencer step on Tasha when he went to go get the necklace? Because he's right behind her. Did he step on her leg or something?
Get out of the way.
And they just cut that part out because they like Spencer.
Probably.
And he tripped over and kicked his hand on her and.
But we hear all about how Spencer, like, they test this puzzle so many times, and nobody has ever solved it as fast as Spencer has.
Did anyone think it was that hard of a puzzle?
It looked like a fairly easy puzzle.
It was like an 8-piece puzzle, wasn't it?
It was five pieces.
So then, what? Whatever. I don't know.
I'm not saying I'm the best at puzzles, but 5 pieces, I can pretty much figure that out.
It was amazing, so now we've got Spency amazing. Blah, 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 blah. Was it Keith that we had the voiceover from where he wants to make sure that they stay with that plan that they came up with to bring Abby back in and vote out Tasha, then Jeremy, and then Kimmy?
Right.
So we cut to day 35. And Tasha recaps to her tribe mates how scary it was. And then she goes to get her mind right. Meanwhile, Keith, Abby, Spencer, and Wentworth decide that it's time to take out Tasha. Tasha and Jeremy talk to Spencer then about not letting them get to the end. And this felt kind of meta to me. So Tasha tells Spencer that they owe it to the fans to not take goats to the end in a season like this one. And Spencer doesn't know what to do. And I think that what they kept that in because I really think, and this is just me personally, Spencer, we've seen Spencer give confessionals in the same vein as Cass, who gives confessionals, you know, knowing what the audience is probably thinking in a very self-aware way. And we've seen Spencer do a lot of, you know, very self-aware meditations in these confessionals, whether they're on the beach or a tribal or whatever it is. So I think that Tasha saying that they owe it to the fans to not take goats to the end, I really think that that probably might have been the thing that got to Spencer, that convinced him that, that's right, I want to be a part of a season where people go, this is a kick-ass final three, and I want to be a part of that. Instead of, you know, you've got the seasons where people take goats to the end, and they're not respected as much.
I think it's the smartest thing she said in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think it did help, but I think also though Spencer, because he kind of said something. Well, you probably have in the notes later on, but in the end, you still want to win. I mean, you want it to be good for the fans, but in the end, I'm there to win.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take who I think I can beat.
And I think that's really why the people that win that are great is because they take the goats to the end because they want to win. Like at the end, they don't care as much about making TV as they do.
I think he's still loyal to Jeremy.
I don't know, though. I think that he knows that he's going to have to cut out Jeremy at some point.
At some point, but I think he's keeping him around.
Because
I think at this point, I think Spencer doesn't think he can lose a challenge.
Probably, but do you think that Spencer considers Jeremy his meat shield?
Could be, but I think Spencer at this point thinks that there's no way he's going to lose a challenge. I just think he thinks he's the smartest, he's athletic.
He could lose to Wentworth, though.
He could. It depends on what challenge it is.
But he could. I mean, she's a legit threat.
But Spencer wins out.
And don't forget, Tasha beat him in 4 challenges in Cagayan, so it's
I'm just saying, I just think Spencer's young. He's cocky. And he did really well in this challenge today, and I think he just thinks.
See, I disagree. I think that Spencer is so ingrained in the Survivor community, has been a fan since forever, and been, you know, on the message boards and listened to the podcast and done all that stuff since... For however, like, you know, he's a Survivor geek like the rest of us, that I really think that Tasha's words resonated with him. And I could be completely wrong. Let's face it, I'm honestly wrong about a lot of things.
No, you could be right. I'm just saying from my standpoint, I'm a Survivor geek. I'm not probably a super fan, but it'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Well, screw you. I'm voting you out. That would be my. I go. I'm gonna vote out the person who's gonna prevent me from getting to the end. At this point, I'm just gonna.
No, I mean, again, if you're doing the smart move to win the game, I think Spencer take out Tasha.
At this point, he's probably not gonna be asked back again.
Unless he knows that I think Spencer will play again. So Rob Cesternino, who you guys had on the last podcast a month or so ago.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. So he wants to do, he has this idea for a Survivor theme season. It would be similar to Philippines, where you had Russell Swan versus Penner versus Mike Scoopin. So three people got medically evacuated getting another chance. He thinks that they should do like a fan favorites versus each other. So it would be Malcolm versus Joe versus Spencer.
Hmm.
Because those are like the three, you know, fan favorite pretty boys. Or
Spencer's a pretty boy?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, people love him. They think he's adorable. Like, he's like Simba from The Lion King.
I mean, maybe I have a different taste in men, but I just don't find him, you know, I don't know.
He's not Mike. I mean, he's not ugly. But he's not ugly.
But I'm like, he's not Mike.
First of all, you guys are getting too in on the appearance things. It's not Survivor hot dudes.
I'm not giving Spencer. I'm not going out of my way to give him a second look.
Exactly. Like Malcolm, I get it. Joe, I get it.
Joe, I go, damn, look at that hair.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that. But Spencer's like, oh, he's okay.
I don't know. I might give Spencer a second look over like Malcolm.
What?
And I love Malcolm.
Malcolm's way hotter than Spencer.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I think so.
There's so many moments where I judge your opinion on good looks, and then I feel bad about myself.
I would, Jay.
Because your judgment scares me sometimes.
Look, you're confusing charisma with attractiveness. Malcolm wins hands down out of all of those people.
But I think that's part of it.
As we heard on
the Married Man show, you have to have confidence.
I did hear the Married Man show. Anyway, so
ding.
Now you've got me all confused. It is in a tizzy. So Spencer doesn't know what to do, and I really think that Spencer really is all of. Spencer did the Rob Has a Podcast logo on his card when he wrote Stephen Fishback's name down to vote him out. So Spencer is very aware of how the community, the Survivor community is looking at him. And that's why I really think that Tasha's words rang true to him, where he wants to be the person that went there with the threat.
You're being a dead horse there. I think you're right. I think if you want to win,
you take Abby's teeth.
You're this close to winning. Abby's not going to beat me in any challenges. Abby's not going to beat me in the final three.
The only thing
I have with Abby is I don't know what she's gonna do.
Right.
That's where I would probably would think.
That's where
about
I get with Tasha
out.
Is just like I would love to take her to the end, but can I even trust her?
Yeah, that and plus Tasha, like you said, can beat me at challenges. Kelly can beat me at challenges.
Oh, completely. So, if I'm Spencer, I would have totally taken out Tasha.
Abby, I would have kept Abby.
Of course.
Unless he thinks he can beat Tasha, like how Kim thought that she could beat anybody she went to the end with, so she kept Chelsea and Sabrina. He has that much of a... So, I don't know.
Chutzpah.
Like you guys said in the beginning, they're all 24-7. They're talking about the game. They're strategizing the whole time.
Right. Except for when there's a monsoon. They're too wet to talk. Or too busy with severe gastrointestinal stress. Stop rolling your eyes over there. So, we head over to Tribal Council. And Steven is wearing a sweet Hawaiian shirt.
I love that shirt, by the way.
I know you would. You have one like it, kind of. You have one similar.
Actually, I'm glad you haven't wore those stupid Hawaiian shirts as much as you did.
I only wear them because it bugs my wife.
They're horrible.
Well, we used to have ugly when we had bowling teams, or I've said it before, loud and obnoxious. We had 1 week would be ugly shirt night. We would have to go out and get the ugliest shirt, and we'd wear that bowling. Just to tick people off. And my wife says, I hate those shirts. I go, okay, I'm going to buy it.
Well, it's kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah, it is. When you don't have any hair, it's all you have.
You got to have something, right?
Exactly.
So the jury actually looked concerned when they heard about Tasha's immunity challenge rescue.
Oh, no. Really? Aww.
Yeah.
We were drunk.
It was almost like everybody was like, holy crap, this happened to somebody else? Who's it going to happen to next week?
Why didn't Kelly get up and say, because she wanted Tasha off? Look, she's willing to die. None of us are willing to die. Joe was.
And we voted Joe out.
So why didn't we? She's willing to die for these challenges.
Because she couldn't deal with getting death tweets on Twitter anymore.
Did she get some?
So Abby and Kelly Wentworth got death tweets. And Abby went on Periscope and said that she was going to have to make her Instagram and her other accounts private because people.
Come on, really?
Yes. Like, she got, like, because she called Joe Moldy and told him to cut his hair. And if you go on some of the Facebook pages, like the Survivor Facebook page, like the official one on CBS, there's a lot of, you know, Abby hate and how Joe is an upstanding citizen and, like, Abby's just despicable, even evil human being who deserves to, like, rot in hell. Like, there's a lot of. Abby really. For all of Abby's insanity on the show, I don't think that anybody deserves really go through. So, yeah, it got to the point where she had to, like, make an announcement to say, please stop doing this. It was just a game.
Yeah, well, why were they after Kelly?
Because Kelly was the other person that was spearheading getting Joe out, where she said, you know, he's willing to die for this. So,
I know Shireen posted something that she didn't like Joe.
Well, to be fair, Shireen doesn't really like anybody but Spencer and Mike, right? I'm just kidding.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know that for sure.
Well, I think she does. I did see where she doesn't like a lot of people.
She doesn't like Max anymore, and that was her BFF.
I know. Mm-hmm. But come on, people. You see it in sports, like, where people send out death. Come on.
Well,
lighten
I think
up.
The problem is people forget that this is the game. And the point of the game is to vote people out so that you can get ahead. And it got pretty ugly. I was looking at it the other day.
I just think it's ridiculous.
Some of the nasty things that people were
people
saying.
People are just, I don't know.
Yeah, but she was good about it. Well, not good about it at first. Like, she kind of let it brush off at first where she made a tweet like, it's okay. I'm sorry, teenage girls. It's okay. Teenage love, you know, it goes very quickly. New season, new love next year.
I don't get it.
I know. So anyway, the jury's concerned about hearing Tasha's rescue. And then Jeff, who, you know, missed out on the opportunity to make several inappropriate comments and gestures during the immunity challenge, had to make up for it at the tribal council and use the word we a lot. And although they were using the word we, W-E, I think we all heard it as the word we, W-E-E.
Yeah. Or it's the game. Maybe it's
WII.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nintendo Wii.
Nintendo Wii. That's what someone should have said.
Yes.
So, you think someone's just, Spencer, like, going, oh, I should have said Nintendo Wii.
We had some great quotes like, need to do what's best for my Wii. My Wii is going to reign supreme.
Keith is like going, wait a minute. Are we voting for Wii?
I thought we got rid of Woo. There's a Wii.
He's not even on the jury.
Is that Fiji? Because he kept calling PG Phoebe.
I probably would have done the same thing.
If it doesn't go my Wii's way, which Wii?
But was this Keith's let's stick to the plan? Because he was just kind of like, put the hands over, he's like, we're going the right day.
Yeah. Which Wii are we talking about?
But you know, when he pointed his fingers, I think Joe kind of made, was it Joe or someone kind of made fun of him in the jury?
Well, because he had pointed to, with Fishback's vote out, where we talked about last week, where he pointed to Fishback when he got up and to Spencer, and Spencer nodded. Yeah. So, yes, Abby goes, which Wii should I go with myself? Well, I guess, you know, now she's got a whole pick of Wii's at Ponderosa. Yeah.
Did Spencer check? Because remember, Spencer said, I'm not really sure who I'm voting for yet. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Because when Keith was talking, he looked at Keith like, I can't go with Keith. He looked flustered. He's like, I, what am I doing?
My Wii just can't get excited about that Wii.
Exactly.
So it ends up being 4 votes Abby, 2 votes Tasha, and 1 vote Keith.
God.
Which is kind of funny since Keith had that 1 vote Tasha, so it all comes around in the end.
Yeah.
But I
Abby goes.
But
home.
No one ever talked. It was Abby.
Yeah. So what was Abby thinking?
I got it, and I think we'll find out tomorrow at her on her exit interviews. But
even splitting the vote doesn't make sense there because you need four votes.
I know.
Unless she knew she because she handled it really well. I thought she handled it pretty well, everything. And maybe she knew she was going home and just wanted to take a jab at Keith or something. I don't know.
That's still.
Or that in the beginning she
But even
thought,
then, if she would have... Nah, it would have mattered. But
Or yeah. she really thought it was her that she forgot that, you know, maybe because Keith didn't take her to the reward challenge. She looked kind of upset about that. Or maybe she thought Keith was the one that she forgot her name. I don't know.
But see, the problem with that, with her voting Keith, is let's just say Spencer goes with their group. Then it's... Three votes Abby,
right.
Three votes Tasha, and one vote Keith. So then we've got a tie. So what on earth does that even accomplish?
Well, that's why the only reason why you have to vote out Abby is because she's unpredictable.
Yes.
That's where I could see where Spencer said, look.
She's not the best goat. She isn't. Yeah.
No, it's just like, is it worth taking her there? I mean, she's not going to win, but is it worth taking her there when I don't know where she's coming? Even when they were talking, she's like, She's just kind of looking around.
Right.
I don't know.
I know. It was funny because that just kind of did totally prove the point of Abby's unpredictable. So I don't know if anybody's going to be having buyer's remorse the next morning. Although, did you notice the look that Wentworth gave Spencer?
Yes.
She was not happy.
She was mad.
I mean, she just like side-eyed him, a side-eye that if she could have thrown knives, like, it would have killed
him. When
they're
walking back, I said, wait, who's she looking at? Oh, it's Spencer.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I think I'm going to idle you out next time.
Well,
Savage
that's
going to
be
Junior.
Fun. Do Jeremy and
a double
Wentworth
idol.
Play their idols at the same time.
This is the last week they can, right?
There's two votes. They can do it at final five.
Yeah.
Is the last time. So we're at six and then five.
That's right. I thought it was fun.
So that brings me to the next time on. And I don't think that this is spoilery per se, but the next time on reveals that Probst is saying it's the first time ever in 31 seasons of Survivor. And then you cut to Fishback and he's got this like face.
And then he cries.
So what do you think?
It could be multiple things, right? It could be a double idol play to where all the votes are going to both people, so no votes count.
I asked Twitter, and Twitter had that. There was only two things that was really said to me, and I did a quick search of like Reddit or whatever, and the internet seems to be saying the same thing. So the first thing is that no votes count at Tribal. So yeah. Kelly and Jeremy idol, you know, play idols.
But then they would just re-vote, right?
But you can't vote for them if there's...
Yeah, so they have to vote for somebody else. Like, votes would count.
Can't vote for them.
And then they'd have to vote again for people that aren't.
The only way it could be that, though, it had to be editing. Because Fishbeck would have already known they played the idols. So his facial expression would have had to be before Jeff says.
But they could have changed it, too. It could have been the editing where that reaction was when they both played the idols and everybody voted for them.
That's what I'm saying.
It could have been
That happened first, and then Jeff said... This has never happened in Survivor history.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Jeremy goes up to play his, and then Kelly's like, hold on, let me drop this down right here. And then Jeff reads the votes and then goes, so for the first time, all these votes did not count.
And then Spencer goes, I did tell my girlfriend I love her.
So I got that going for me.
Does that matter, you know?
Which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, that could be it. And the other thing that the internet is guessing, and of course, this is pure conjecture, and it would be, I think personally, this would be stupid, because why would they do this, is that it would be a final four instead of final three.
But they do have a lot of jury members.
They have a ton of jury members.
Well, they've got like 1,500 jury members.
I kind of like that one.
I don't like final four. You've got to go through four speeches.
I just think it could happen. Because you're trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to vote Jeremy off at final four. And they keep him around, kept him around, and then go, oh, crap, now I got to take him with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, you know, for my brief asking on Twitter, Scott Dickens said they take four to state their case for $1 million. And then Leah Cupcake says, I've heard people think about double idol play with no other votes cast. So that seems, I mean, and that was pretty much all that was really mentioned. So that seems to be the big thing. Can anybody think of anything else? And I'm going to change Twitter accounts while you guys are giving.
No, I think those are the two most likely things. So, but again, we'll see next week.
Why did they do Final Four? That's crazy.
Well, then you're going to be on the camp that says it's going to be a double idol play.
Well, it just throws the game. It throws the because this whole time they've changed up the tribes after a week. Yeah. They've been mixing it all up, and these people have played the game before. And like I said, that would probably screw up a lot. I mean, a lot of people probably think, okay, we keep Jeremy as long as we can, and then we dump him. And then you go to dump him on, and you keep him. Then they go, oh wait, now it's four. I mean, if you were Spencer and you kept Jeremy around, you're like, oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I think that would be pretty cool.
That I agree. I think it'd be a cool play since I have Jeremy. All right.
Don't know.
So it is now time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did.
I had Abby right.
You can do this every week, but it never works out in your favor.
Actually, I was like Keith. I forgot the person I was going to write say. So does that count?
Nope. So for episode 12, Colleen picked Spencer to go home. Well, he won immunity, so that did not work out. Jack,
so he didn't get a vote, so she should lose something on that, right?
Well, you picked Spencer as well, so
Spencer winning the immunity, you should get 5 points.
and I picked Keith, which you wanted me to bet all of these things on, and I'm glad I didn't.
Going home, he got a vote.
Yeah,
I had no I really didn't think that Abby. I thought she was gonna fly under the radar a little longer. Like I was totally shocked.
I was too. All right. So now episode 13. Now what we'll do is we will do, since there's gonna be four people. No, six. There's six total. So six. We have to have an order of six. So you have to get the order right to get a point, or in the order. So say your first guess was wrong. But your second guess was right. That would count as a point. But you do have to say it in, has to get the correct order in which that person is voted out.
From six to one?
Six to one. And we will count the amount of votes that they get as what would rank them once it gets to the final. Either it's a final four or final three. The votes counted four will then rank the final three or four. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. You're going to do it how you're going to do it.
So let's just do, well, let's go, we'll each pick what each person around. So let's pick our six picks.
Okay.
So, Colleen, what's your...
I do want to say that we did get one last-minute contender for the thing that happens for the first time in Survivor history, and that would be Mr. Renmike saying that Richard Hatch gets naked.
Very relevant. Thank you, Mike.
I don't listen to bald-headed people, so that statement is just ridiculous.
They don't know.
All right, Colleen, who is number six?
Why do I always have to go first?
I'll go. I'm almost done.
Please
writing
do.
Down. I'm forgetting somebody.
Okay, six. Who is your number six?
I got Keith.
So you're saying Keith is your number six?
Keith is six. Keith goes out next week because he didn't win immunity. Oh, okay. Wait. Okay, I got it.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to switch this person and that person. Okay, got it.
I'm going to say Keith does win immunity. I'm going to say Kimmy goes home as number six. Colleen, what is your number six?
Kimmy goes home.
This is tough. Like, legit, this is tough. Because Abby went, I really think that, so now we've got the Spencer, Kimmy, Tasha, Jeremy majority. So that would put Wentworth and Kimmy at the bottom. Or not Kimmy, Wentworth and
Keith
at the bottom, I'm sorry.
You gotta pick it quick.
It's gotta be Keith.
All right, Keith. All right, Action Jackson, you're number five.
Kimmy goes home.
Kimmy, okay.
Why?
Because the idols will be in play.
Yep.
Oh, you think that it's going to be the no? Oh.
Yeah, I think at the five vote, the idols will be played.
I think it's too risky not to play your idol. No, we're on the fifth one now.
Yeah, no. Oh.
Because the fifth is the last time you can play the idol.
Wait, you didn't ask me for my six-person vote.
Yeah, I did. You said Keith.
Oh, you didn't ask me for my fifth person vote.
You didn't want to go first. The order is now going Jack going first, so can't change it in the middle of the thing. Come on now.
Gotta stick to the plan.
Gotta stick to the plan, all right?
I'm sorry. I was looking at tweets.
I know. Colleen wasn't paying attention. All right,
Lois
so,
and Ashley both said that they thought it was either Final Four or Kelly and Jeremy playing idols. So
I'm going to go with the idol play. I think Spencer wins the immunity idol in this one, so I'm going to say Keith goes home.
But he's already gone home, so you got to take him.
Colleen, what's your number five?
No, they're going to the house.
Take him to the house. Colleen, who is your number five?
I think that's going to be Kimmy then, because I think you're right. I think at five there's going to be double idol, and Kimmy is going to be the one that they don't want to take.
All right, Action Jackson, four. Now this could go either way. Say there is this final four.
I'm going with there is a final four.
Okay, so this will be the person that gets the least amount of votes.
I say Tasha.
Ooh, okay, wow. Okay.
That's good.
All right. So that would be Tasha, Wentworth, Jeremy, and Spencer. I would agree with Tasha. I would think Tasha would get the least amount of votes or go home. Colleen?
I don't think they're going to do a final four. I think that I agree with the people that say that the first time in history will be that the first vote, no votes count at Tribal.
Okay.
Which would be cool.
Yeah,
I only
cool.
say that because I can't see them doing a final four. Oh my God, how long would that be?
It's one extra person. It's not that big a deal.
It's extra questions. That's like an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, most of the questions are just like, tell me what's your favorite color. All right, so let's go. What's your number four?
Who do you think should be winning here instead
what
of
What was your move that made you win the game?
Yeah.
I just want to tell everybody that this person is horrible and you should vote for them.
Number All right, one. Colleen, number
Penner's
four.
Penner's no longer on the show.
Oh, come on. Penner was great. And I was more referring to Sue Hawk and Reed from... Okay, Jay wants to kill us right now. Okay, so I have Keith, Kimmy, Final Four. I don't think they're going to be a Final Four. I think that Spencer's going to win immunity again, and I think he's going to honor his deal with Jeremy and Tasha, and he's going to take them because I really don't think that they all think that Kelly deserves to be in the Final Three. So I think that it's going to be Kelly at four, and then the Final Three will be
okay.
Tasha.
So your four is Wentworth.
Yes.
All right. Jack, what's your third?
My four is Wentworth. I disagree. I think she does deserve.
I agree.
I think she deserves to be there. But I
understand what their thinking is, yeah. But from watching the game, I think she does deserve, but I don't think she gets enough votes.
Sneaky.
So what are you saying is your number three, Jack?
I went with flip that. I had Wentworth three, Tasha four.
You had Tasha four.
Okay. Then
Wentworth is three?
Is three.
Okay.
So you think that if it's a final four,
she get
the third amount of votes?
Right.
And I think that actually that makes a lot of sense.
She has some friends on the jury.
Yeah, I would say Wentworth as well. I think the problem is her resume from her first season is so weak that if you're in a final four with Spencer and Jeremy, I'm sorry, you're not going to have enough.
It's weak, but it's not her fault.
I know it's not her fault.
I heard it was her dad's fault.
So I'm going to say Wentworth as well. Colleen McAllister Glatfelter, what's your number three?
I think that's going to be Tasha.
Tasha. All right. Action Jackson, you're two.
It's going to be close. It's going to come down to probably one vote, but I think Spencer finishes second because he should have gotten rid of Jeremy when he had a chance.
I agree as well with Spencer. We're just going to have the same final four here. Colleen,
I wrote mine down, by the way, too.
Spencer, so. I think Jeremy is going to win because he's got a pregnant wife and I want him to win.
All right. So
he
all helpful. Pick Jeremy as the winner.
I do. But I also
Jeremy's
think,
in the finals, he wins.
I think so, because he's got the most friends on the jury. Like, if he makes his case, he's got a lot of respect. Spencer's kind of screwed some people over. I mean, Abby's not voting for Spencer at this point. You know he's going to be dead to her.
Plus, Spencer gets too wordy, whereas Jeremy's very calm.
Yeah, Spencer's got that Steven and Togenshin's thing with the
Right, so
the
he's
wordiness.
Just very calm, and like you said, he's kind of like more, he'll probably get Fishbeck's vote.
He'll get Fishbeck's vote, come
he,
on.
He probably gets Savage's vote. So.
I think all Jeremy's going to have to do is like pull up his shirt and be like, these abs, pregnant wife, firefighter, drop the mic.
and I have to drink a lot at home.
I have two Scorpios. Especially living with two Abbeys. Pity me.
Give me $1 million so I can build my own room where I don't have to be near these Scorpios.
So here's what we got here for who will win it all. Colleen has Wentworth, so she's still in for all the marbles, which will be 13 total points if Wentworth Woo! Does win the game. Jack, you had Wigglesworth nixed. Fishpack the next weekend. Next week, nixed. So you finished with Spencer. When did Fishpack go home? It was
the second week, I think.
So Jack would be able to get a grand total of 3 points if Spencer Woo-hoo! Did win, which would still put him behind Colleen currently in the tally race.
It's not my fault people vote the wrong way.
And, I'm the top. I'm the Coliseum.
And
I'm the top.
I have Jeremy as my pick.
The Louvre Museum.
So with the consensus of everybody's votes, if Jeremy does win, I would win the season tally count with 13.
You're the worst.
But as it stands right now, I have 2 tallies. Jack has his pity point 5, and Colleen has 4.
No, because that's stupid tallies. If you get everything wrong and then you win because of a technicality because
that's
the one person.
Because I picked the hardest
thing.
Pick. I got the hardest pick right.
We're doing a fantasy league next year. No. So that was just the 3 of us. Just
probably the
3 of us.
Fantasy league, you have to remember to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that hard. You do it while you're recording. That's...
Sometimes I almost forget to post a picture.
Did you post a picture today?
He did. He posted Joe.
Okay, Joe. I was so busy that I haven't really been on Facebook.
And
at
hold
all.
On, before you had this streak of a couple towards the end, which you might have been cheating. I don't know, just go on the internet or something. I had 2 right, so again.
Hey, what do I get? Because every week I post a picture for the Amazing Race, and every week that's the team that goes home.
Do you have a tally counter on your Amazing Race podcast?
No, I think it should carry over.
No. Because he wants to stay married.
I don't know. She compared me to Paul Giamatti on the last one.
Yeesh.
There was Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti, and she said, "You're a short, bald, stubby guy."
Dang.
I go, "Wow, thanks."
Well, this is a good actor. So
I said he's a great actor, but, you know, still bald.
All right, so that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll be back.
I do want to say one thing. So we were talking about charities in the beginning, yes. And Dalton Ross of Entertainment Weekly is doing a hashtag Survivor auction, one word, and this is to benefit the Danny Strong Fund, which was started by Terry Dietz and his son Danny after he left because of the heart transplant. Okay. So essentially, if you want to own Survivor history with all 20 thank you notes that were written by the Survivor Second Chance cast, Dalton Ross is going to be auctioning them off for charity. And they are written, you know, every single person that was on the cast to start with, all 20 of them, you know, wrote something. And if you see, I believe what he's talking about is if you check Dalton's Instagram, he had everybody, you know, write a thank you. So you can actually own those. And the highest bidder wins the money. So it's going to be kind of like a Survivor auction, essentially, hence the hashtag. And the highest bidder by 3 p.m., I'm guessing maybe Eastern time since he's in New York, I think. The highest bidder by 3 p.m. on December 16th, so that's a week from tonight, the finale, they will win this, and it will all go to this Danny Strong Fund. So if
that's
you
great.
Would like to vote, check out, it's at Dalton Ross on Twitter, and it's hashtag Survivor Auction. And again, I mean, we were talking about this to start, so let's come full circle as well. Just like Spencer's potential winner's edit growth thing. if you do, check that out, because it is going to a great charity. A great cause.
And I apologize for my butcher in the beginning, but I didn't really mean the way it came out, but I apologize.
It's okay. It's your
fault. If you've listened long enough, you know.
Walt.
All right.
I said something about, because we were talking about concussions on Twitter and stuff like that, because they keep showing the movie for concussions during the football
truth.
Games. And,
tell the truth.
And I said, I think I've had concussions watching the Charger game. And some guy goes, I've listened to you long enough on your podcast to agree with that. So I go, oh, that was funny.
Dang, I have to admit that Walt was probably the most classic Lost podcast moment. And that's saying a lot, considering there's been 10 years of it.
It has.
Yeah. All right. So we want to send a special thanks to the 2 patrons that contributed a significant amount. And that is Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Thank you very much. And thank you to
Gracias.
All 113 patrons that we have right now. We have a full list of all their names over at jayandjack.com, which you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the patron tab if you want to become a patron, or go to patreon.com/jayandjack and give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
You can send a email to survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if there's any emails to it.
If there's any emails.
I'm hungry. I'm thinking about
You can also follow us on Twitter at JNJack. You can also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup. Until next time, okay, guys.
Wait, also, I wanted to ask. Wait, who thinks whose thank you note's going to bring in the most money?
No, everybody it's gets all of the them. The one together.
So it's not a.
But oh, let's what, be honest, oh, it's totally going to be Joe's.
Oh, it's not individual. It's one. It's one. The
yeah,
whole,
you get all 20.
So you get to have to get that on the whole.
You have to buy the lot just to get the Joe note.
Oh, okay.
But there is a strain of Joe Hare in his thank you note.
Oh, man. All this we talk tonight really brings a lot of new meaning to the dating site How About We?
Or How About JJ We? Jay and Jack the whole enchilada. Yeah,
okay, so we got one email. We'll read it real quick as we go because Jay is literally going to kill me now. Hi, this is from Chris C. Hi, us. Hi, we. The only possible thing I can think of that would happen for the first time in Survivor history is a Final Four. Think about it. Next week is the finale. I don't know how long the episode is, but we still have 6 people left, and I don't know how they'd eliminate 3 people and have a 10-person jury ask their questions for the final tribal in that time span. On another note, I'm glad Abby is gone. She was annoying, and I would like to see a final tribal without goats being brought along. A final tribal that consisted of some combination of Jeremy, Spencer, Kelly, and Tasha would leave me having no idea who would win, but I would be happy with any of them winning. Parentheses, maybe Tasha less so than the others, end parentheses. Anyway, looking forward to seeing what happens next week. Chris in Boston. Now, this is not Chris in Boston, who's not Chris in Boston anymore because he's in the suburbs. This is Chris C., who's now Chris in Boston.
Okay. saying what Tasha said about not bringing goats, maybe that's what's going to be a Final Four.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just there. I'm leaning towards Final Four. Or they have a swimming challenge and someone doesn't make it.
Dang. For the first time in Survivor history.
Somebody dies.
Actually, somebody died in that like Survivor France or whatever it was.
Yeah, somebody, it has happened.
They didn't have safety. Safety! We speak French. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know.
They were pushing it on today's episode. That was
dangerous. Oui, oui.
All right, guys. That is it for this week's episode. We'll see you next week for the Survivor finale.
I really want to do a live viewing party.
For those Lost fans out there, and Survivor fans, we are doing a special Lost podcast with Jay and Jack with none other than Josh Wigler, famous for his Lost podcast that he does, but also... filling in for Colleen's podcast crush, which used to be me, but is now Stephen Crybaby Fishback.
You were my Survivor crush, and then I married you. And
wait, podcasting.
Oh, my God. You were my podcast crush, and then I married you, and I was like, over this.
And you're as hot as Spencer.
Oh, you're hotter than Spencer, baby.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, guys. Until next time, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.